Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. In Puerto Rico, hurricane warnings are out and shelters have been opened as the island's power company warns residents to be prepared for significant service disruptions from Tropical Storm Fiona. NPR's Greg Allen reports Fiona is expected to strengthen to a hurricane before it reaches the island's southern coast tomorrow.
The National Hurricane Center says Fiona may have winds over 70 miles per hour as it moves over Puerto Rico. It will also bring heavy rain, 12 to 16 inches, as much as 20 inches in some areas. The rainfall is likely to produce what the Hurricane Center is calling life-threatening flash flooding, along with mudslides. The island's power company says it's mobilized more than 1,300 workers to respond to anticipated outages. Fiona is expected to move northwest over Puerto Rico and then over parts of the Dominican Republic. Meteorologists say the storm will likely strengthen after that, but will turn north on a path that keeps it well away from the U.S. Atlantic coast. Greg Allen, NPR News.
Haiti's Justice Minister, Berto Dorsey, has criticized violence across the country in the past week as anti-government protests continue. Demonstrators are calling for the Prime Minister's immediate resignation. The BBC's Leonardo Rocha has more.
Berto Dorsey has vowed to identify and punish those behind attacks against public and private property across Haiti. On social media, the justice minister said the violence was being incited by lawless and godless people interested in seizing power. The unrest erupted after the government announced the end of fuel subsidies, which led to an immediate increase of more than 100% in petrol and diesel prices. Haiti has been ruled by decree for many years, and the situation has deteriorated since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse over a year ago.
The BBC's Leonardo Rocha reporting. The fate of some 50 migrants, mostly from Venezuela, flown to the wealthy enclave of Martha's Vineyard by Florida's governor, remains unclear. Massachusetts transported them to a temporary shelter at a military base. Lawyers for the migrants say they intend to sue Florida's governor for misleading the people. On the heels of a losing week, Wall Street is gearing up for an important meeting of the Federal Reserve. NPR's David Gura reports the Fed is expected to raise interest rates aggressively again.
Wall Street expected the consumer price index for August would show more of a slowdown, but prices were up 8.3% from a year earlier, even though gasoline prices have fallen considerably from their highs in June. That surprise led to a massive sell-off, the worst day for all three major indexes since 2020. While Wall Street has recouped some of those losses, trading was volatile, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 5.5% by the end of the week. An announcement from FedEx that it's cutting costs in the face of economic headwinds added to the pessimism ahead of a key meeting of the Federal Reserve that starts on Tuesday. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR. The second most populous state in the United States, Texas, may now have more Hispanic residents than white residents. Alexandra Hart from member station KUT reports on the latest numbers from the Census Bureau.
The unofficial data from the annual American Community Survey found that Hispanics made up 40.2% of Texas's population last year, while whites were 39.4%. It's the culmination of years of population changes in Texas, which hasn't been majority white since 2004. State demographer Lloyd Potter said that factors driving the shift include a younger population and more births among Hispanics.
Their rate of natural increase, births minus deaths, has been higher, certainly higher than the non-Hispanic white population.
Potter also said that Texas likely won't be majority Hispanic until at least 2070. I'm Alexandra Hart in Austin.
In London, Queen Elizabeth's eight grandchildren today stood in a silent vigil beside her coffin as thousands came to pay their respects to the monarch in Parliament's Westminster Hall. Many waited in long lines on London's coldest night in months. Officials from around the world, including President Biden, are in town ahead of her funeral, which is take place on Monday. Egypt says it will increase transit fees for vessels, including oil-laden tankers that pass through the Suez Canal, one of the world's most crucial waterways. Officials say it'll add 15% to the fees for oil tankers and 10% for dry bulk carriers and cruise ships. Officials say these price hikes start on January 1st. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.